praise Jesus. Let me turn your attention to Scripture. Isaiah, two places to begin today. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14, and then John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Amen. God is good. I'm telling you. It's ascending right now. I can feel it coming on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it. It starts down kind of low, but it's going to go up. Take my word for it. Amen. It's going up. Here we go. The next verse. John chapter 14, beginning at verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Amen. It's a promise from God. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got a great promise from God. My topic today, we all have a choice. Amen. We all have a choice. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, we ask even now your perfect will, Lord, to be accomplished here in this service. Lord, I ask, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, you would quicken my mind and put words in my mouth and open our hearing. Touch our hearts, I pray. Let us, Lord, be focused upon you, and that your Spirit, Lord, would be preeminent, the first and the foremost and the highest in each of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We all have a choice. It is very true. You get to choose. I get to choose. Everybody's got a choice. And the Bible clearly tells us that there is a real hell. And it gives us great description of a real heaven. It's not make-believe. This place is real. Amen. Praise the Lord. Whatever it takes in my life, I want to make heaven my home. The entirety of my goal to live is to make heaven my home. Amen. Nothing else is more important than that. Praise the Lord. I want to make heaven my home. I want to live there. Amen. You see, our world has changed its mind in many ways, in that today, it seems as if there are many that do not even believe there is a hell. Hell is a place that is indescribably, horribly bad. And I'm not going to spend my time today trying to describe how bad hell is. But I tell you, hell is worse than you can even imagine. It's worse than whatever the worst you can think of. It's worse than that. And heaven is better than my mind can even conceive. Amen. I would enjoy spending time telling you about that. Amen. But that's not really my message today. Amen. We all have a choice. You get to choose. To make the decisions and to determine your own, where your eternity will be. You get to choose. It's your choice. Do you want the one Or do you want the other? There is an alternative to hell. Amen. Praise the Lord. Satan, of course, is the enemy of our soul.
He wants to kill and destroy and to keep you from the plan of God. He wants to keep you out of heaven. You see that?
Sorry. Maybe I should repeat all that. Praise the Lord. You're saying I don't need a microphone? Praise the Lord. Sorry about that. I could hear myself very well. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Dyke. Satan wants to destroy your life. He wants to just keep you. He wants... Switch to that red one. Got two battery marks. I guess that'll hold out, I hope. Yeah, put batteries in that one, and then we'll have a backup to the backup. Satan, if it's possible, Satan will deceive the whole world. Satan wants to deceive everybody. Every living person. It's Satan's objective to destroy them, to keep them from the plan of God. Amen. The devil hates you. He hates who you are. He hates what you have. You, that person that has repented of their sins, the person that has been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. The person that has been filled with the Holy Ghost, that has experienced the infilling of the power and the presence and the Spirit of God, that person Satan hates. You see, that person is part of the greatest church in the history of all the world. Amen. You, the saved, the redeemed, the called, the anointed of the Lord. You see, we are a powerful people. Powerful in the Spirit. Powerful through prayer. Powerful through faith in our living God, in Jesus. This people love the truth. Amen. I love to hear the preaching of the Word of God. I love to hear about who Jesus is. I love to hear about the presence and the power of our living God. Amen. I never get tired of hearing about Jesus. Amen. You obviously love to worship the Lord. Amen. There's been people up here worshiping the Lord, moved by God. Amen. Raising their hands, worshiping out loud, praising the name of Jesus. Amen. It's already occurred and happened here today. Amen. Sometimes that worship builds to the place that it seems like a spiritual explosion happens amongst the people of God. Amen. And I enjoy it when that happens, by the way. Amen. I enjoy it when the presence of God just takes over the place. Amen. Praise the Lord. And none of these things will endear you to the devil. In fact, these things make you a target of the devil. Amen. I read this many years ago, and I've mentioned it many, many times, but let me refer to it again. I read in a Reader's Digest survey years ago. The survey was of 10,000 seminary students. In case you don't know what that is, it's a person that's studying the Bible at the college level to become a minister of the gospel. That's a pretty select group. That's a pretty privileged audience. 10,000 of these filled out this survey. Would you believe that only 11% of those surveyed believed in heaven? I sure hope that survey wasn't amongst apostolic Jesus name one God Bible school students. Amen. I know our Bible school graduates believe in Jesus name. Believe in a real heaven, right? You believe in real heaven? And I also know they know there's a hell. 89% did not, of seminary students, did not believe there was a real heaven. It's a glorious place. You know, 1,500 miles square and deep and long and 12 levels and foundations of precious stones and gates of pearl. You know, it's a fabulous place. Streets of gold. You know, it seems like it is beyond our comprehension how glorious heaven will be, the holy city, New Jerusalem. But it is a real place. Now, on the other side, only 6% of those seminary students, 6%, in other words, 94% of them, Bible college students, did not believe in hell. That's just unfathomable. How could that possibly be? It's thinking and teaching and belief like that that will keep our world in darkness. That Satan will blind our minds to the presence and the power and the glory of God. It's no wonder that sin runs rampant in our nation and in our world. Our generation has so little fear of God. You see, God is the greatest that has ever been. There has never been any greater than God. There will never be any greater than God. God is the Most High One. Amen. Amen. God is very merciful. In fact, God wants to draw you unto Himself. God wants to make things easy for you. God wants to give you a great deal. You know, our president advocates for himself to be a great deal maker. I tell you, God's deals are way better than his deals. Little, tiny, compared to the deal that God has for you. Amen. God is a great deal maker. Amen. It's amazing how often in Scripture God reaches out to humanity and gives them opportunity of a lifetime. It's a great deal when you get your deal from God. Amen. It's always great. You never get gypped. You never get shorted. Amen. You never get the short end. God is always the big end. And He wants to give you what He has. Amen. It's a great deal. I like great deals. Sometimes I shop at bargain basement places. I like to get my groceries as cheap as I can. I like to get my stuff as cheap as I can. I like to get my food as cheap as I can. But God is a great deal maker. I hope it doesn't offend you that I refer to God as a great deal maker, but He is. Amen. God created humanity and put within each of us our own free will. We get to choose. Do you want the deal? Oh, actually, he's saying, you want this deal. Amen. You want what God has for you. Amen. I'm certain that God is good for everybody. Some people say, well, oh, that's not for me. Yes, it is. Maybe you don't know it yet, but yes, it is. Amen. It is for you. Amen. You really do want this deal. Amen. However, the freedom to choose is yours. We all have a choice. He, God, Jesus, we call Him by name. He does not and He will not force you to believe on Him. He will not force us to love Him. He will not force you to live for Him. He will not force you to be holy. He will not force you to be faithful. He will not force us to obey Him. No. You see, He allows us to decide for ourselves whether we will serve the Lord or not. Amen. We get to choose to serve the Lord. Amen. In Matthew chapter 8, verses 36 and 37, which we just... Did I read that one? Yes. I didn't. Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. Let me read that now. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? This verse asks two powerful questions. Questions, if answered correctly, the result is a godly life and a heavenly home. Questions, if answered incorrectly, will result in an unholy life and eternal damnation. You know, those are tough words, but many don't even want to hear tough words. Many don't want to hear preaching that talks about damnation. But these questions... The Word of God asks these questions. And they cannot, must not be ignored. We cannot ignore what the Word of God says to us. Amen. If you do ignore the Word of God, then your choice has already been made. You've chosen not to believe God. Questions that caution each of us against making a bad deal. If you don't choose God, it's a bad deal. You know, while I choose fame, that's a bad deal. Oh, I choose riches. That's a bad deal. Oh, I choose to be famous. You know what? That could really end up being a bad deal. What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? In both cases, we have a choice to make. Trade our souls. Go after worldliness. Let your soul be neglected and chase after junk on the internet. Chase after money. Chase after the opposite sex. Chase after things in the world. You think that's worth giving up your soul? I'm telling you, it's a bad deal. You're not going to be happy with the outcome of that deal. You're not going to be happy with what comes when you get what you ask for. Or what about if we put aside that stuff and my soul is preserved? I go after the things of God and God blesses my soul. He blesses your life. Amen. Now that's a great deal. God, He tells us that everyone has a choice. We all have a choice. Amen. James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. This verse can be divided into five sections. Let me read each of them independently of the other. Number one, from this verse, James 4, verse 7 through 8. Number one is, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's number one. Number two, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Number three, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Number four. Number five, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You know, double-minded is thinking I can do the thing in the world. Oh, and then that, I'll go off that. And then I'm going to be the things in the church. You know, that's a double-minded man. That person is unstable in all of their ways. They are not a good sinner, and they certainly are not a good saint. Amen. You're not good at either one of them. Amen. Resist the devil. It's a great deal. God offers us a great deal. Resist the devil. Give this, and he will flee from you. The power that is in me, the Holy Ghost, is greater than the power that's in the world. Amen. Greater than the temptations that are before me. Greater than the draw of Satan. Greater than sin itself. Draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to you. Get yourself in a place where you can worship God freely. Get yourself in an altar that you can pour yourself out before God. Get yourself to the place where you have been baptized in Jesus' name, where sin has been remitted, where Satan is defeated. God will draw nigh to you. Amen. It's not a maybe or a might or for some people. No, every time, always, everywhere, all the time, and every person, when you draw nigh to God, God draws nigh to you. Amen. You see, both God and the devil, they're putting before you their own version of deals. God's offer? A blessed life. A happy life. A holy and acceptable life. And then, heaven. to be my home. Amen. Wait till the end. Read the back of the book. We win. Amen. Praise the Lord. The devil's offer, a life of misery, a life of unhappiness, a life bound by sin. Sin will take you farther than you ever intended to go. Sin will get you to do things that you did not want to do. Sin will bring you places you did not intend to go. The devil's deal will give you a life that is out of control. So I can control it. Man, if you are headed down the road of sin, you will not control it. Sin will control you. You'll end up someplace you did not want to be. And then, when this life is over, hell is in eternity. Man, it's a rotten deal. Don't take that deal. Don't take what Satan's selling. Amen. Don't buy what he's got. Amen. Again, in both cases, we all have a choice. You get to choose the one or the other. All of us are walking one of two roads. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. I tell you what, I want to choose the right path. I want to go the right way. It doesn't matter if the whole world is hurting toward corruption and deception and sin. I want to find that path that pleases God. You see, we all have a choice, and I choose to serve the Lord. I choose to magnify and love Jesus. Wide gate, broad way. It's one path. Straight gate, narrow way. That's another path. You can go down this path. You can find the way. You see, we all have a choice. You can choose the right road. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Life and death. Blessing, cursing. You see, God urges us to choose life. We get to choose what life we will live, which way we will go, what path we'll be on. It's our choice. We all have a choice. 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God's deals always are designed to benefit the children, His children. Amen. He asks one thing of us. Confess your sins in that verse. In that same verse, he offers in return to be faithful, to be just, to forgive our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God's deals are better than Satan's. Amen. God's deal is what we really want. We all have a choice. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14. A familiar portion of scripture for many. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If my people, I tell you what I want. If anybody knows me, I want them to know that I believe in Jesus. Of all the things that somebody could say about me, I hope is that it's Jesus in me. Amen. If. Perhaps the biggest little word ever. Certain in the Bible or in us. If we humble ourselves. If we pray. If you seek His face. If you turn from your wicked ways. It's your choice. Do you want to do it or not? Do you want God's blessings or not? You get to choose. We all have a choice. Then I will, saith God. We can hear from heaven. He will forgive our sin. He will heal our land. Our greatest hope is in Jesus. We all have a choice. You can choose to serve the Lord. You really can make it. You really can be saved. You really can live this life. We all have a choice. You get to choose. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. If our ways please the Lord, God offers in return an almost unfathomable benefit. How is it that we could possibly be at peace when there is such chaos in the world? He will make our enemies to be at peace with us. Amen. We all have a choice. Amen. I choose to serve the Lord. It's your choice. Nobody's going to make you. Nobody can make you. Nobody can make you serve the Lord. You will do it because you want to do it. It's your choice. Or you're not going to serve the Lord. One or the other. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. You know what? It doesn't matter what the topic, what the location. It doesn't matter what subject. If in all things you would seek the Lord first, put the Lord first on your job. Do it as unto the Lord. Amen. And God will bless you on your job. Young person that's looking for a significant other, if you will put God first, He will help you find the one, let me say that again, one that will bless you in your life. Amen. And you only need one. Amen. Praise the Lord. God will bless you when you put God first. Amen. And he get, there's a hole right there. You can hear it. Praise the Lord. Then, when you put God first, then good things are added unto you. God will bless you on your job. God will bless you in your relationship. God will bless you in, when kids come. Amen. God will bless you in your home, in your living, in your life. Amen. God will bless you in all things. Get this now. You know, some people, well, I don't want to give that up. You know, when I serve the Lord with all my heart, when I give myself to the Lord, I'm not giving up anything. Amen. I don't have to give up anything to serve God. There's things I don't want to do anymore because I know it displeases God. Amen. But I choose to serve the Lord. You gain everything by choosing God. You change, you get the benefit of all God's blessings when you choose to serve the Lord. You gain everything. Life and hope and joy and peace and heaven. Amen. It's ascending, if you will. It gets better and better and better. When the longer you serve the Lord, it gets better and better. And then when we die, it gets even better. Amen. Praise the Lord. We all have a choice. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52 and 53. Get this now. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. At that instant, the twinkling of an eye. How fast can you blink? Quicker than that. Within that space of time, the change will have happened. Amen. Amen. You're probably going to blink, but don't miss it. At the time of the second coming, when we are changed to be in His likeness, when we are caught up together to be with Him in the air, amen. When that happens, there will be two distinct sentiments in the earth. Among those who are not ready to meet God, there will be weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth, sorrow, pain, and suffering. But among those who are ready, those who have chosen to serve the Lord, among those that are ready to meet Him, there will be singing, rejoicing, victory, joy, and jubilation. Amen. There's never been a celebration day like that day. Amen. That one is going to be the greatest celebration of all of history. Amen. I tell you that the Lord will come for His church. It's not a maybe or a might or for some. No, the Lord is absolutely going to come again. It's in His Word. It's already established. It's the truth because God said it. Revelation 21, verse number 4. And God shall wipe away all tears. I know there's troubles in the lives of humans. Just because you're living, breathing air, just because you're alive, there's problems. Problems in our flesh. Problems in our spirit. Problems in our body. Problems in those we know. Problems in things around us. Problems, problems, problems. Everywhere. You don't have to go look for them. Problems will find you. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Amen. I tell you what, God is going to help us get past our problem. God is, I'm telling you, God has a better plan for our lives. God has in store for us a great reward. If the Lord were to return today, where would you spend eternity? It's your choice. You get to choose. We all have a choice. Every person must answer for their own selves that question today. Mom or dad, your spouse, your best friend, whoever's closest unto you cannot answer that question for you. They cannot make the decision for you. We all have a choice for ourselves. You see, you and I are privileged today. Very privileged today. We are in a place where we can choose where we will spend eternity. It's your choice. Musicians, would you come? Would you stand with me? Here is the bottom line. With all that God is offering unto us. We give up our sins, big and small. We give them up for God's many and bountiful and wonderful benefits. And then the reward of eternal life in heaven. You will never find anywhere on earth a better deal than what God has offered to you. Amen. We all have a choice. Would you raise your hands? No. Amen. This altar is open. Would you join me and let's magnify God. Let's worship the Lord. Let's praise His name. Let's give Him glory. Hallelujah. I choose to serve the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. God, have your way here today. Lord, let your will be accomplished, God. Let your purpose, Lord, be fulfilled. God, help us, God, to know you. Bring us, Lord, into your hand, your presence, Lord. Let your will be done right now. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, what you're doing. And Lord, for all that will be, in the name of Jesus, worship the Lord with us.